And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And it is not a beautiful day.
Oh, it is too. It's a wonderful day. Am I on? There we go.
Yeah, you're on. You just turned
on. Oh, sometimes our microphones, you know, we've so many people that come through the day and we move them around and it's all that good stuff. But, okay, now, how many people survived the thunderstorms last night? How many dogs? Did you have dogs that kind of wigged out?
I know that we had a slight accident down at the transmitter site when we got hit by lightning. It took us off the air for about 45 minutes. And we had to, but everything worked the way it was supposed to. All the circuit breakers broke and or hit and then turned back on again. So it wasn't too bad. It did what it was supposed to do. I guess that according to the people that work around here with the transmitters and the antennas, when we have the big storms like we had last night, that's going to happen. Right now we're remaneuvering everything in the office here that's laying around. Bad Bob's not here today, but we're joined today by Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Eric's one of our other producers that works here behind the scenes and keeps the place going.
Well, it says today that showers before 10 a.m. Uh-huh, we know that. Then the showers and a possible thunderstorm between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. So that is, 30% chance of showers before, and, going to be around 36 with a low. So we've got...
We're talking about snow up in the mountains, too.
Cold upper level low will move across northern America today, bringing valley rain, lower elevation snow, and gusty winds to the region. Isolated thunderstorms will also be possible this afternoon and evening. Guess what? I think I have my voice back.
There you go. Well, it's mostly back.
I mean, it's not
back.
Complete. It's... Today's day seven.
It's mostly back. Yeah. Well, last night we had a vote down at city council, as everybody thought, and it looks like the city clerk will still be a position that's going to be voted on by the public. And the votes were 4-1 to keep it as an elected official. Mary Stiegel changed her vote, along with Rossetti, as Mary said, that she has not received one phone call in favor of not having, or of having an election to see if you should have an election for the city clerk. And it's just one of those things that came up, seemed like a good idea at the time, and thankfully just went away. We've got a busy day today. We've got people here going to be talking about
an upcoming show, a brand new show that they've got on Saturdays. This Saturday they're going to be launching.
That's right. And then we've got Nicholas Webb that's coming in at 8 o'clock. He's going to be talking about health care and a few other things that has to do with entrepreneurship. And he started a number of businesses here in town. And then we're going to be talking about the Boat and RV Show and be giving away some tickets for that. But right now we're going to take a quick break. It's Carl and the Bot and Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Taking responsibility for your choices is an important part of growing up, but there are times when putting it on your parents is necessary for self-preservation. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, colluding with a young caller in today's moment.
I've been having a problem with one of my friends. We've been best friends for about 2 years now in high school, and I'm a senior this year. And I've been getting into trouble more and more often with her, and I don't know how to break off the friendship.
What sort of trouble?
About 3 months ago, me and her started drinking. Like, we went into my parents' house, and we took a small thing of Jack Daniels. We started drinking, and I noticed that I'm getting into more trouble, and I don't know how to break it off.
Why do you want to?
Because I noticed that I'm not myself anymore. I'm different. I've changed a lot compared to when I wasn't around her, and I've learned that I'm lying a little bit more each time whenever I into trouble or something, and then she wants to go to prom with me, and I don't know how to tell her.
Okay, so you need to tell her that your parents have found out about everything, and they have forbidden you to see her. That way you put it on your parents.
Okay.
And just say, I'm sorry, they have forbidden me, and I can't, all hell will rain down on my head if I disobey this. That way you're protected.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
I'm very proud of you.
Tuna melt and fries.
Mmm, good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Mmm, delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit-down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
Surely my boutique hotel is not included in that.
Yes, it is, lady.
My band, Sned Leplin, stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included.
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about a bed and breakfast?
Oh, shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tobacco & Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco & Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
Good morning, Reading. Lovely day, 7:12 in the morning. Yeah, it's currently 45 degrees. This is Carla Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460.com. We are streaming, so you can go to KCNR1460.com.
We're having...
getting my voice back here on the seventh day.
You know, I'm glad we have the weather rock here, because the weather rock's telling us it's raining outside. And if you hold the weather rock because it's wet and shiny, it tells you it's getting cold, too. So, and it seems like it's getting a little bit colder out there. Have you figured out, even though what you're going to be doing this weekend... There are so many things going on this weekend. We have plays. We have the Boat and RV show. Of course, in Anderson, we've got the gun show over at the Civic Auditorium. We have plays.
We have a costume, wonderful.
We have, this is called The Weir, a tale of life, love, lore, and loss. Directed by Elizabeth Johnson. Elizabeth was here yesterday at the old schoolhouse in Old Shasta. That starts at 7:30. On March 5th. Now it's going also on March 12th and 13th.
We have the Reading Rancheria Community Fund fabulous costume evening. This is, and the entertainment's going to be with Keyhole Mystery Theater. And if you really feel like dressing up and just pulling out all the stops, they're going to be awarding $250 for best costume. Okay? The tickets are $50, and of course, all the proceeds of this benefit go to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And you know how generous they are throughout the years with the things that they are able to get behind and sponsor. Don't forget the Academy Awards Sunday night. Actually, it begins at 4 o'clock, red carpet gala. They're going to be doing, as you walk in, the red carpet. It's just going to be really fun Shasta style, but you're going to get to see the Academy Awards on the huge screen at the Cascade Theater. $12 gets you through the door. I do have two tickets left. You can call me this morning, 605-4565, and I'll get you those tickets. You can take somebody and have a ball. Dress up. Have a great time. You're going to see a snippet from a sneak peek from the Sundial Film Festival, as well as a sneak peek from the Dance Project. That's this Sunday beginning at 4. So we've got that going on.
Also, Sarah Evans, who is going to be performing tonight, is not going to be performing tonight. She's canceled her appearance.
We're so sorry for those four people that we gave, or two people that we gave four tickets to. I know it's always a bummer. These things do happen. But, you know, you get all, you know, you get the babysitter, you get everything cleared off, you're all excited, you come in and you get the tickets. Oh, my God, I won tickets. It's so great. And then that performance is canceled. So we are so sorry about that.
You know, the, but, you know, those things happen. You know, you don't know if the performer gets sick. I remember being going to one performance. We waited all day. We were just sitting out there. It's kind of like, you know, big grassy meadow. And the performer, I can't remember his name now, but it was a jazz performer. As he was walking out of his RV out there, he took a misstep and did a face plant into the dirt there and broke his tooth. So after waiting there for like 4 hours to listen to this one guy, he had broken his tooth and he couldn't sing. So they just canceled the performance right then. And they didn't say a lot about getting your money back either. So
he probably just didn't want to whistle all night.
I think it's kind of funny. Hey, there's a guy named Jim Bunning who was an interesting gentleman. He's a senator from Kentucky. He held up the entire unemployment extension bill, the Medicare vote. One man wouldn't let it get out of committee. And he had a problem with this bill, this $10 billion bill. His problem was is that the Senate and Congress had passed legislation that said they were going to say where the money was coming from before anything was paid for. He said, just tell me where the money's coming from. Tell me we're not borrowing it. Tell me that the money's coming out of the remaining money of the TARP package. Just tell me that. And what happened was is Harry Reid wouldn't do that. Nobody would do that. They wouldn't tell him where the money's coming from. It's the old show me the money. And I'll let it go. He says, I want people to have their extended jobless benefits. I want these packages to go through. I care about it. Just show me where the money's coming from, as the law says. Well, it didn't happen. And so the Democrats vilified him on the floor of Congress for holding up money to these mothers that need unemployment checks. And the mothers probably did. But the bigger question is, and this is why he should be carried around on the shoulders of the taxpayers, is he just said, look, we passed this and said we were going to say where the money was coming from. We're going to stop borrowing. We're just going to stop adding to the deficit. Well, Bunning backed off. There were a couple of proposals to vote on a couple of things. And, to say where the money was coming from, but those got clobbered again by the House majority or by the Senate majority leader. And so the question goes right back again is that every time that somebody comes up and just shows some backbone, how are we going to pay for something? Why are we still borrowing money? Why is all of the money we're going to be making in the future going to be going to be paying for interest on deficits we run around the world, they get vilified. It doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's either we pay for it or we don't pay for it. It's not, you know, people that have businesses here or that have had businesses here understand this concept. We don't have a bottomless pit of money when we're running our business. Our business has to be run on some kind of budget. So what kind of budget would you have if you knew you could just turn around and just somebody, you would just say, hey, I need another $500,000 here, and it would appear magically. Yeah, we owe it, but I don't have to pay it back. I'll let my kids pay it back. I mean, so what's going on with that? I mean, how many times does this have to happen? How many protests do they have to be? How long can they get away with it? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Our phone numbers are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, clearly news talk radio.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Redding, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale coming to the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers, with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that, plus kids trout fishing pond, retriever demonstrations, backcountry horsemen, fast spin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. Like I said, if you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there's something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sport show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show opens Friday at noon, featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light. Admission is only $5 for adults, $4 for seniors, kids 6 and under, free with adults.
Market volatility seems here to stay. What does this mean for your investments and what steps should you take? Uncertain times call for experience that you can trust. By working with your Morgan Stanley Smith Barney financial advisor, you'll gain insights that can answer these questions to make important investment decisions for your portfolio today that can help you reach your future goals. Please call Rick Hill at 223-4200. That's Rick Hill at 223-4200.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And it's our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, going back to Jim Bunning, you know, Bunning was a Hall of Fame pitcher and has been known for some of his outbursts. One of the producers of ABC actually said, well, one day he gave me the finger. Well, how many times would you like to give a producer of ABC News the finger? I mean, I do it every night. You know, he may not see it, but I do it every night. So anyway, but the other thing, too, is that, you know, what Bunning was, you know, they read, you know, this was a national story like on the AP, and you talk about a hatchet job by a reporter. Now, reporters, when they're writing something, this was not an editorial. This was just a story about Bunning and him voting against this $10 billion bill or holding up this $10 billion bill just to find out where the money's coming from, right? Well, it could be, you know, the facts in it were that Bunning voted or he kept the bill from getting out of Congress because he wanted to find out where the money was coming from. Well, then this person writing the article, this man writing the article, just rips him. And what, you know, again, and I know I am beating a dead horse when I say this. What happened to objective journalism? What happened to reporters just writing the damn story and letting us make up our mind what is correct? You know, instead of them telling us what to think. You know, this is an opinion show. When I come up, this is my opinion. You know that. I'm not trying to be, I don't come back and say, this is the way it is. No, this is the way it is that Carl sees it. And there's this is the way it is that Linda sees it. But if you're writing a story for the AEP or for the Record Searchlight or for any piece, objective journalism.
Unless, of course, it's opinion.
unless it's an editorial or an opinion piece, which there and there are spots in papers for that, but not in regular stories that run, that people read, and then you think, well, okay, well, this is true, and this is true, and this is true, because the man's being or woman's being objective. It is no longer there in many cases. In some cases, yes. But in many cases, like when I read that article, I just thought to myself, you know, this is somebody that obviously, one, dislikes him, dislikes what he stands for, or just, you know, just is having a bad day and decided to take it out on Bunny. Anyway.
Chelsea King, 17-year-old honor student, takes a run, just decides to, you know, what many of us do.
She's on the cross-country team.
And yeah, and goes to a park, and this is where she can, you know, train. This is just a, you know, I was going to talk about this yesterday before they supposedly found her body. I'm supposed they have to do, you know, a complete autopsy. But yesterday morning, before we came to work, we were watching an early news program, and they had her parents on. And it was, I don't know how to explain it. I was so uncomfortable, the questioning that they were pursuing with the parents. How does it feel when you see, the man's picture that could be the perpetrator? How do you feel? I mean, does it make you angry? And their reply was, we don't have the energy to give him 1 minute of our attention. Our attention is going towards bringing home the safety of our daughter. Well, what does it feel like? Again, they were looking for this ugly juice.
They were looking for blood.
And
they were looking to break them down.
And which, of course, they ended up hanging up. And I think I heard the father at the end of this phone conversation. I think I heard him lose it, well, you know, as he should. But, and then the gal, you know, looked at her head, you know, touched her headpiece and said, oh, I think we lost him. And I thought, you know, that is just ugly reporting to me.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, if it bleeds, it leads. And then into knowing how a family must feel that their 17-year-old, and this young woman, from everything I've read about her, an honor citizen, an honor student, helping others, member of her peer counseling groups, standout on their cross country team, just a nice young woman.
And if in fact
it's this guy,
perpetrator who was in jail,
a convicted sex offender, that they let out after 5 years for molesting a 13-year-old. Okay, let's talk about that. You molest a 13-year-old, and I believe he also beat her also when he did it. And then, so you put him in jail. I think it was supposed to be 10 years. Let him out after 5. And a psychiatrist says in a statement, a written statement, this guy is dangerous and is going to do it again. And so not only was he turned loose, where's the supervision?
Well, he had no identification. He had no, you know, whatever, with ankle bracelet, there's nothing on him.
No locator. Yeah.
And to me, the whole story is slipping through the cracks.
It's preventable.
What's happening more and more in our society. I don't know if it was a lenient judge that let him out. I don't understand how come him being a sex offender and getting out of jail, he would not have had to be paroled. Or, you know,
well, he was released after, like I said, I think it was a 10-year sentence. He was released after 5. But then, there's things under Megan's Law. There's rules under Megan's Law that you have to keep, you know, people notified of where you're at. Of course, the ACLU has rolled into that by saying, well, you know, gosh, that's like putting a big scarlet A on their chest. Guess what? I want a big scarlet A on their chest. I want it on there so everybody can see it, that we have a sex offender in the neighborhood. And if it's a pedophile, I want a big P on his forehead. So then you can tell it's a sex offender who's a pedophile. Hey, we have people on the line, but we're going to have to take a break here in about 30 seconds. But just finishing this thing up.
Hang on.
Is releasing sex offenders. What is the return rate on sex offenders? From what I understand, especially on child molesters, you've got a very, very, very high rate of them falling back into their crimes. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. The February employment numbers come out on Friday, but today a preview from the private payroll firm of ADP. Its survey finds 20,000 private sector jobs disappeared last month. The airline industry doesn't like snowstorms, and we've had plenty of them this winter. U.S. Airways reports $30 million in lost sales because of weather-related cancellations last month. Pfizer reporting a major disappointment in a drug trial. Pfizer says its new medicine for Alzheimer's did not do any better than a placebo. Adidas, the second largest sportswear maker in the world right behind Nike, says its income was down 64%. The German company says demand is down. Buying in bulk seems to be popular. Costco reporting a quarterly profit that was up by 25%. And finally, the bra maker, Maidenform, forecasting an uplift in sales. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Cottle McShane.
If you're like a lot of...
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank each and every vendor and customer for going to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a huge success. Even though it's warming up, winter will be with us a few more months. Come by and see us at the RV and Boat Show at the Anderson Fairgrounds, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. With tax time coming up, let us show you how we can save you money every month with a Monitor or Toyo kerosene heater. We don't claim to be the oldest or the biggest stove store out there, but we do like to say our service is number one. We have bulk oil, kerosene, diesel, gas, and propane. Our estimates are free. We still offer the gift certificates and everything we sell and deliver. We have plants in Weaverville, Corning, and Redding, open 5 days a week, half day on Saturday. And remember, if you're not a Northern Lights customer, you will be. Give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
How times have changed. When our founding fathers became our first politicians, they expected to serve temporarily, without pay, and then to return to private life. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Today, our career politicians spend too much of their day working to stay in office. Instead of making our lives easier, they make them more difficult, with more regulations, laws, and taxes. The Founding Fathers served our country as a duty, with no intention of becoming rich while in office. Today, many of our politicians become wealthy while in office. Besides a paycheck, they also have travel allowances, living allowances, better retirement, and better medical than is available to the ordinary citizen. Not all politicians exploit their office. There are good guys, but they are outnumbered. And then, there are those that do not pay their taxes until they are caught. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live all over the world on KCNR1460.com. If you go to our website, you'll see us there. Just punch the button. If for some reason you're having a problem there, just go right to a webmaster. He is standing by. Well, as much as he ever stands by, maybe he's really he's reclining half by.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning, John. You're on KCNR.
Hey,
good morning,
thanks
Linda.
For waiting, John.
Yeah.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Nice to hear you back, Linda.
Thank you.
You pushed a couple of my buttons this morning, Carl.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Which is not unusual. But, the first thing I want to mention is the recidivism rate among child molesters is enormous. It's just extremely high. And the punishment confinement definitions need to be reviewed and defined. I have this concept that the laws concerning child molestation should be federally instituted and taken out of the hands and financial responsibility of local, state, and government. And what I'm trying to say is it's an epidemic crime against the entire community of the United States and should be covered as a federal law. The payment for keeping these people incarcerated, and I happen to feel they should be life sentences, and I'm not just being emotional about this, they are such a detriment to society, and they are so totally uncontrollable other than by a lobotomy.
Well,
nothing can be done to keep them from doing this again.
What I understand is that I think the average pedophile or sex offender has 100 victims. And, I mean, that's not 100 times.
I understand
it's
exactly
100
what you're saying.
Victims. And that's how can, and that destroys communities.
And the victimization of it expands within the family that's been victimized, not just the child itself, but the entire family that it's related to.
Think about the parents who of this young, beautiful 17-year-old, the tragedy of, number one, losing such a special child, well, any child special, but to find out the man, if in fact all of this comes out and it is in fact true, was out of jail, didn't have any way to be tracked, was visiting the area, and should be still serving a sentence for a prior crime. Where did they go?
This is not a unique situation either.
No.
This happens over and over and over again. If you remember the case down in Florida last year where the 8-year-old girl was buried in a plastic bag alive, same thing. It was a recidivist child molester who happened to live, and it was she was a target of convenience to him.
Yeah, John, we've got other people on the lines here, and I don't want to cut you off, but let me just say this. You know, what's that do to when we talk about the community? How many parents are going to let their kids run by themselves out along that lake now?
Not anymore. You can't do it. The kids can't play on their own anymore. And that goes even kids up to 16, 17 years old.
We had, in fact, an incident down in Anderson where a 10-year-old was some guy in a van came up and tried to get him into his van yesterday.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean the guy was trying to force him into the van. You know, he was being very forceful. And the 10-year-old told. Yeah, I mean, that's just right down in Anderson.
Now, listen, the last thing, I've got to say this before I go. Before you deify Jim Bunning, and I really don't agree with that at all, the things he was doing were very self-serving, and his individual filibuster, which was considered apprehensible by not just the Democrats but the Republicans in Congress. I mean, he has been requested by the Republican National Committee not to run again. They don't want him to run in Kentucky. It's almost guaranteed that he's going to lose the seat for the Republicans.
He's not running again.
By their request. They won't support him in any way, shape, or form.
What he was saying was, how are you going to pay for it?
Why didn't he say this when he voted for the $1.2 trillion cuts that were made in high-end taxes during the Bush administration? He voted to fund various programs with a no-pay-as-you-go concept, and yet suddenly it just becomes an issue. But he also had an axe to grind on this thing. He was riding another horse.
Well, that could be, but maybe that he saw the light.
I don't see him as a hero, Carl.
Okay.
I really don't.
All right.
You know, he cost a whole bunch of street repair people their jobs. It's an ugly situation.
Well, you know what? It was what, 24 hours?
Yeah. Well, they finally forced him into.
Yeah, but it was 24 hours. But you know what he said was, "How are we paying for it?" I cannot argue against that. How are we going to pay for it?
Before, though. And he knew the answer.
Everybody should be asking, how are we going to pay for it?
He knew the answer, and he received the answer several times, and including in writing. It's being paid for like everything else is, with federal treasury bills being sold. And, yes, they're being sold to the Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I know that, you know that, and that's how 90% of our funding is coming right now.
I can't wait till we start, and everybody has to have a chunking distributorship in your house. Okay, got to run. Thanks,
John.
All right, thanks, John.
Hey, okay, let's go to line two.
Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Yes.
What's
good
going
morning.
On?
Good morning.
Mike Quinn, what's up?
Well, I'm down at the Reading Convention Center with a bunch of other hardy souls who are not in these warm studios because it's a little brisk this morning. But we're here for the March to End Hunger Food Drive. And, of course, that's put on by all the food banks. And we're asking people to stop by and drop off some non-perishable items and help people out. So along with most of the other radio people in town, we're down here broadcasting. It's a nice day, and it's, you know, maybe a little cool outside, but it's real warm to see the generosity of the people in this community.
Well, you know, the people of Reading and North State are very generous people, as we've pointed out for so long. And so now if you've got non-perishable food, cans, bags, you can bring it right down to the convention center and just drop it off there. Is that right?
That's right. Just drive through lower level, and there's plenty of people here. They've got trucks. We've had people started out at 6 o'clock this morning dropping food items off. We're encouraging everybody to help participate. We know it's tough times, but, you know, this food goes directly to people who really need it. And, you know, it's just a really good feeling to be down here today and seeing this. We see people that we only see once a year, and, you know, the regulars, all the people from the rescue mission are down here. They're helping unload all the cans, sorting them as they get, bring them in. Just a reminder of why we live in the North State. This will be going on until 1 o'clock today.
Okay, so bring your food down from anything you have that's non-perishable. And when you go in through your, when you're going into your pantries, don't take things in there that are 2 years old or, you know, the cans are kind of look like they've exploded. You know, you can always get the good stuff, you know, and the pasta and the peanut butter. I'm sure they've got a list of things they really need. But then just take it down to the Civic Center this morning. Drop it off. You've got to 1 o'clock today.
That's right. We're going to fill the pantries. We do this every year. They've got a truck down here. I guarantee you we will fill it. And we just encourage everybody, if you're heading into work and you haven't done anything yet, gather everybody at the office. You know, they will take cash donations, too, because they have to buy those perishable items.
That's right.
So if that's the way that you can donate, that's perfect. We don't mind. Just give what you can. That's what we're asking.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, give us a call. Give us a call later on and see how and tell us how we're doing.
I sure will.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot.
This is Carla Linda Bott. This is Clearly News Talk Radio 1460.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's go to the lines. Jimmy, you're on one.
Hey, how's it going, Carl?
Hey, okay.
Hey, real quick, I just want to make a quick comment on that girl that got killed down in L.A. I was listening to an interview, and they interviewed the mother of the previous girl that this person molested.
Uh-huh.
And she said that this guy, when he was released, was they didn't even let them know that uh-huh. he was released, and he lived only a few blocks away from them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you that real quick and ask you if you watched that one movie I let you.
I have watched over half of it. It is an eye-opener.
Yeah, okay. I'll let you go then.
Okay, it's called Borders, and it talks about things that are happening along the border and the complete disintegration of control that we're having along there.
All so, right, Carl, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, hey, no, thanks a lot, Jim. Okay, hey, our guest today that we've had here, sitting here, and she's just bubbling with excitement.
Which she does most of the time. She's always a joy to
dancing,
be around.
She's dancing in here. It's Chris Waga. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. Are we on? Are we live?
We should be.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah, let's just keep talking until we can figure out what happened here.
Did we break something?
No, I don't know. What we'll do is move this one over there. Microphone 3 looks like it's given. For a new microphone, you would think it would be happier.
Yeah, all this
there
new,
we go.
All this
there.
New equipment in yeah. here, I'm really impressed.
Well, it is. It's all brand new.
I'm not used to arms that work and all that kind of stuff. Jeez.
Well, anyway.
First time in your studio. I'm
oh,
thrilled.
Thank you. Anyway, so, we're moving things around here. That's great. Well, Chris, okay, so this is the Boat Sport. Sport, excuse me, you can say it better than I can.
Boat Sport and RV Show.
How about you start it?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Ron Gillis this morning. What do you
That's
think?
That's right. I guess Ron's down trying to make sure the boats don't sink in the mud out there.
I think he's rowing the boats through the property, I guess.
Well, what are they showing down there this weekend?
You know, this is the annual Boat Sport and RV Show that they have every year, the first weekend in March. And it is just the most fabulous show because it's not only got all of the RV equipment and whatnot, but it's got so many things to do. You know, the kids can go down and fish in the trout fishing pond and watch the big bass in the bass bin, and they've got retriever demonstrations, and then, of course, there's always Gunner that you can, you know, snuggle up next to. you just see the kids climbing all over the ATVs. It's just a wonderful show.
It is, and we're, in fact, we've become part of that show with the, we're
yes,
the judges for the Dutch Oven Cook-Off.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Now, tell us about tell our listeners what that's about.
Well, there's three cook-offs. There's one Friday, which is the Iron Chef, and with that one, the participants are given certain items, and they get to figure out how to use, they can use their own spices and that kind of thing, but the basic items are all given to them, and then they figure out what dishes they want to do. You've got the Dutch Oven, which is on Saturday, and that one is so cool because I don't know if you've ever had food cooked out of a Dutch oven, but they can do so many things. I mean, they do desserts, they do cakes. It's amazing what they can do. And then Sunday is the barbecue cook-off.
Wow. I think it's when we went squirrel shooting up in Cedarville and Mazzoli's up there. They cook everything out of a frying pan dish, every kind of entree you can imagine. I think it's a Dutch oven, and
yeah, some of it is, and you know, or the very deep
everything.
Yeah,
the deep frying pans. Well, I guess it would be a Dutch oven because then they, you know, they cook pies and everything.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever experienced that. I was so amazed with what you could cook just out of the simple. Yeah. All right. So then there's going to be, okay, so it's March 6th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this weekend.
So if you're looking for a boat or an RV.
Yes, or an ATV or a personal watercraft, or you just are bored at home and you want to come down and do something fun, gather up the kids and...
They've got a lot of things on sale down there. Plus, I'm sure there must be just numerous vendors that have anything to do with the outdoors are down there.
You know, it's just amazing. And most of them put on special show deals. Phil's Propeller has been doing it since the first year. And he just about clears out his store. And if you've ever been in Phil's store, that's a big deal. He goes down and takes 3 or 4 booth space and puts up. He just has the most amazing things and things you wouldn't even think of. He was telling me some of the new things he's got this year that are little gimmicky things that he buys special for the show. So, yeah, there's just so many people down there, boat dealers. You know, like I said, there's just almost everything. If you have any kind of sports enthusiast at all, you're going to find something down there and just turn the kids loose. They have a ball.
Well, because you can also find your new Gizmachi.
Well, there you go. I didn't know you needed a Gizmachi, but
well,
okay.
We always need, like, every year, 2010 Gizmachi.
Oh, there you go. Well, go see Phil.
Well, I'm pretty sure that we won't need our presence for every minute at that cook-off. And I'm sure we'll be wandering around.
We're going to be wandering.
And we're leaving the checkbook and the credit card at home.
We want to see if there's any toy boxes
you
out
are
there.
Such a sport.
No, we're going to look at RV and toy boxes.
I am. Well, unless there's a...
Because we're planning on going to Sturgis this year.
Oh, there you go. Well,
so we might need a Gizmachi for that.
Yeah, you're going to have at least one, maybe half a dozen.
Hey, by the way, 605-4567, I've got two complimentary passes for the Boat, Sport, and RV show. Give us a call, 605-4567.
And that's for any day. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part D patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
There's something new and exciting from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club. They've expanded their gun show this year to include an antique and collectible show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Don't miss it. There will be over 225 tables. You'll find a number of unique displays that you won't find at any other gun show. Plus, this year, they've added an antiques and collectible show. Civil War reenactors will be on the Convention Center lawn with full uniforms and weaponry, including a full-size Civil War cannon. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse through 200 years of historical items. Bring your antiques and have them appraised for a $2 donation. Show hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 4 Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. All net proceeds are used for local youth and charitable projects. The 24th annual Reading Breakfast Lions Club Firearm Show expanded this year to include an antiques and collectibles show. It's this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Convention Center. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days. Don't miss it.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down, mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. We have a winner of the tickets. Paul, you won the tickets. We'll give you a call later on.
Or, Paul, you can come by the station, 1326 Market Street.
All right, but and we'll also give you a call to make sure that you know that you won it. The Boat and RV Show, we forgot to mention, starts at noon on Friday. So anytime after that, you can run down there. And we plan on being there Saturday and wandering around and having a great time, seeing what's going on, what's for sale down there.
Plus some of the sporting events.
That's true. That's true. Our guest tomorrow is going to be a gentleman by the name of Andy Main, who is at the Business of the Year. He's going to come in. And Friday we have Les Ball. And Les is going to come in. Yeah, Les is running, is our supervisor of the 5th District. and he's running again, of course. But what he's going to talk about besides that is how to take our forest back. It's because so much of it is being put off limits to us. And also with him will be Sylvia Milliken, who is the director, executive director of the Outdoor Recreation Coalition. So we're pretty happy about that. And we'll also go down to Tobacco and Brew at noontime to continue the discussion, of course, with our open forum where you get to talk and ask people questions face-to-face. And there's no commercials during that. It's an hour of just straight talk, answers, questions. And you learn a lot about the candidate when they don't have when you're looking them in the eye and they perhaps don't have five people standing in front of them to answer the questions for them. Yeah, that happens. The other thing we see that's coming down is they're still collecting food down at the Civic Center. It's going to go to 1 o'clock today. If you just drive down there and drop off
non-perishable items.
It all, you know, and don't go into your pantries. Get that stuff that's 6 years old, because there is probably expiration date someplace on that. Get some stuff that you've got there that you would feed your own family and drop it off to them. And then if you're just kind of coming in and say, gosh, you know, I didn't know about this. I forgot about this. The only thing I have is cash. They will take cash, too, so they can buy perishable items.
I just got a phone call. There's light, snow, and ice in Palisadro. So I don't know if that means it's coming down or be careful as you're driving. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was wondering how many animals freaked out last night. How did you do in the storm? I know that it was pretty crazy. Hey, at 8 o'clock, we are going to dedicate the last hour of our show to somebody who is just an amazing man. He is an author, an inventor. Get ready. At 8 o'clock, you're going to want to be listening. And his name is Nick Webb. He's written a book called Surviving the Healthcare Meltdown. Actually, it's called The Cost of Being Sick. And there's so many other things. We'll find out how many. He's an inventor. So for those of you who are thinking about, you've invented something. This man has, I think, over 65 patents. And it's going to be a really great interview and conversation with Nick Webb. So hang on. After Fox News, we'll be talking to Nick.
We could probably do this for 2 hours with Nick.
Days.
Yeah, but we'll try to boil it down into 48 minutes when we're doing, including the 7 key predictions regarding the future and the reality of America's current health care system and what happens when the government gets into it. And the ramifications of that.
And we're also going to be talking about a special class he's going to be, a master training he's going to be holding here at the Reading Convention Center on Wednesday, March 31st. We'll go in depth about that as well.
If you're into big rallies and you're talking about education, the school officials, the Shasta County Education and Teachers Union, plan a Fight for Education rally today at the Reading Civic Center. It's going to be a busy place down there. They're getting ready for the gun show. They're collecting food for people that need it to fill their pantries up. They're also going to have protests propose state budget cuts. And they want to better educate the public about what's happening to the about the number of teachers that could be laid off. I think they said 30 in the enterprise area could be laid off. And that's one of the things that's one of their Fight for Education rallies. It's going to be 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. today. West of the Reading City Hall, in a vacant area light south of Cypress Avenue, not the Civic Center, but at the City Hall. Been a quick morning.
Can you just take a breath for a moment?
I think we can.
Thanks. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, Eric was pulled in kind of at the last minute. Bad Bob had a job today that he's doing for another company out there, because he does video. Belongi Enterprises does video, does tape productions, and this was a big project for them this morning.
So. And when Eric's not engineering for us, he's piloting. Yeah. Eric, you also fly for FedEx and privately, correct?
That's right. I do a little freight. The company I work for has a contract with UPS, and that's kind of what I've been doing for many years. I'm what you call a freight dog.
A freight dog.
But you also are interested with the Angels.
Wings
of Angels. Too.
Wings of Mercy Wings Network.
Mercy Wings,
yes,
right.
Just met him this week, and that's a great
That organization is just starting. They're planning on flying much-needed supplies to both to Haiti and, I guess, maybe even down to Chile, but now to Haiti.
Yep.
This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Democrats billing it as the last chance for Republicans to get on board with health care reform. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
And Lisa, one Republican certain to stay on the station platform is New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg.
I mean, this is a terrible piece of legislation. This is going to fundamentally undermine our health care system, in my opinion.
Gregg says the Obama bill to be unveiled later today will explode the size of government. Democratic Party Chair Tim Kaine says the time for negotiation may finally be over.
If the other side's going to close their hands and not be willing to cooperate, then we'll go ahead and get it done.
A hint that reconciliation, the Senate rule that would ban a filibuster, might be near. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. Earthquake aid flowing and some flights resuming in Chile. Fox's David Lee Miller live in Santiago.
Lisa, at Chile's main airport in the capital, the people now wait in the street under a hot sun. The terminal buildings damaged by the quake are still closed, but an increasing number of overseas flights are landing and taking off. More aid is arriving, and it's making its way to the hardest hit areas of the country. Hungry quake victims, even sheer troops arriving with military rations. Meanwhile, search and rescue efforts continue. This as the death toll hovers at around 800. Lisa?
Thanks, David Lee. He's not stepping down, but New York Congressman Charles Rangel is stepping aside as head of the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee.
In order to avoid my colleagues having to defend me during their elections.
Taking a leave of absence as the head of the committee amid an ongoing ethics probe. A proud papa might lose his job as an air traffic controller after taking his son to work.
Who wants only one contact departure?
Yes, that's the boy in the control tower at New York's JFK Airport. The FAA says it's unacceptable and that none of the employees involved are controlling any more air traffic while they investigate. By the way, miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully, retiring from U.S. Airways as of today. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Can I get your name? Next. Can I get yours?
Ah, the coffee house. The lines. The lingo. The cost. Why not try a better way and add your flavor with Coffee Mate? With 25 delicious flavors to choose from, like Italian sweet cream and vanilla caramel, all at a fraction of the cost of the coffee house, the possibilities are endless. So add your flavor with Coffee Mate Creamer from Nestle.
A Detroit school evacuating after someone set off a homemade bomb. No injuries. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Lisa, one student is being questioned after a device made with household cleaning products was detonated in a hallway at the Phoenix Multicultural Academy in Detroit. School officials say there was a lot of smoke, but no fire. Everyone appears to be okay. A few hundred K through 8 students are being bused to another school where they will finish out their day. No motive given. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
An Iowa teacher in trouble for what one student there wanted to build.
Dale Hafferty teaches a shop class at the local high school in Guthrie Center, Iowa. But now he's in trouble. Put on paid leave after he told a student that he would not be allowed to build a Wiccan altar in shop class. Mr. Hafferty says Christians can't practice their faith during school time and wonders why a Wiccan should be allowed to practice witchcraft.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes. The Iowa Civil Liberties Union claims the student is a victim of religious discrimination. The first day of the rest of their lives. In Washington, D.C., same-sex couples can now apply for marriage licenses the day after the review period for Congress expired.
Excellent equality and justice for all.
Opponents still vowing to get the new law overturned. No matter who you marry, living together first does not improve your chances of staying together.
In fact, the opposite is true, according to researchers. A study by the National Center for Health Statistics said you're less likely to stay married, 6% less likely. but you can improve the odds if you're already engaged when you begin living together. You can also better the chance of marital longevity if both partners have a college degree.
Fox Radio's Bill Vitka. An American Idol shocker.
One of the contestants, Crystal Bowersox, was taken to the hospital.
No word yet on what was wrong, but Bowersox is expected to be back to perform with the other nine female semifinalists tonight. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. So if you're in that little place in Rangoon and you're saying, I wonder if they're on the air today, just turn on your computer and there we are. Let us know what the weather's like in Rangoon.
Hello, Michigan.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, you know, our guest, we have a... As you know, we just have a very eclectic guest list, but many of them you've heard of. You know, we, you know, the mayor, congressman, assemblyman, chamber of commerce presidents, you know, educators, and most of them you've heard of. Today, you may not have heard of our next guest, but this is it's because he's kind of like below the radar screen, but he plays a big part right here in town. We'd like to welcome Nick Webb. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming aboard here.
So can we just ask, who is Nick Webb? I mean, the people who are driving to work, like say, for instance, they're driving to work, they've got their kids in the back of the car, they may be in a shop somewhere or at a desk. And so who's Nick Webb? Paint us the picture.
Well, my kids, I can remember the shocking look on my poor daughter's face when she had to report what her dad did for a living in kindergarten. She said, well, as near as I can tell, he talks on the phone all day for a living. I started out in the medical device business about 25 years ago with Star Surgical and developed, as a surgical sales rep, my first surgical tool, which was a cataract scalpel. And I was 23 years old at the time. I wound up selling that business and doing very well with it. And so about half of my time, I spend working with corporate clients and universities to help them develop and what we call shrink wrap their technologies for commercialization. And the other half of the time, I spend inventing my own products. I have coolfoodtools.com, a line of gourmet kitchen tools that are very successful, sold in most of the retailers across the country.
You brought us some of those goodies. We'll talk about those in a minute.
Yeah, and in the process of doing that, I wrote four cookbooks. I've invented fitness products, the Turbo Abs, which was a TV commercial with Time Life Reader's Digest. I developed a successful hard hat cooling system that is now part of Honeywell. I invented a successful welding mask filtration system for Miller Electric, which is the largest welding manufacturer in the world. My biggest product is probably a microsilicone implant that's used in the canaliculus, which is a little hole right here in your eye to treat ocular surface disease. So, I sit in my little office and, I create what I hope is cool stuff that people want to buy. And then on the other half of my life, I help companies and universities commercialize the technologies that they've created.
Well,
so what do you do with your spare time?
Yeah, right. Well, you know,
you have children.
And then I write books. Yeah, four children. We moved up here 10 years ago from Los Angeles. It was right around the L.A. riots. And I looked at my beautiful, now 14-year-old daughter's face, and I said, you know, at very least, I want to raise you in a place where I don't have to worry about your safety. And my kids all went through grad school. My oldest now is 14. I have a 10-year-old son, an 11-year-old daughter, and we had another one sneak in, so I have a 4-year-old daughter. So, you know,
one of those inventions, huh, Nick?
Yeah, right. Great invention. They are, without a doubt, my most fantastic inventions. So I have to give my wife more credit for it.
Oh, that's great. Now, coming up, I am looking at Wednesday, March 31st. You're going to be doing something very special here at the Reading Convention Center. Could you tell our audiences what you're doing on that day?
Yeah, what most people don't realize is that customer service is really inventing. The ability to reach out and to really touch people with your business, to create not just customers, but customer devotees, that's magic. And I really have a lot of passion for that. I have an amazing book, I think my best work, coming out in September with Wiley Publishing, in a book called The Innovation Playbook. So it's going to fill up very quickly. I think it's $50 for non-members, $25 for members, and it's a customer service mastery program. It's fun. I speak all around the country. It's great to do it here in my hometown.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about customer service. I mean, that is really the key to making your experience special. Why you want to go to small businesses. In fact, that's what we do. We advocate here small businesses, or local businesses. It doesn't have to be small, but local businesses rather than going to the big box store. Because, we're just thinking about that's how you make a community thrive is by, it's the little guy. We are with Nick Webb, our very special guest.
This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit palosidrodentistry.com or call 547-5757.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Nicholas Webb, entrepreneur, inventor, author, father, and just generally a good guy. So, okay, we want to get into the, get into the technology, the innovation, and then we want to move into the health care issues that sure. You are so interested in also, and you've written a book about that.
One of the things that we started off when we were describing who you were, you have invented, as you started off with, many things. You have, currently 35 patents and...
35 issued, and I think about another 30 or 4 in the hopper, pending.
How would you inspire somebody who has invented something, and they're in a garage where they've got it in a room, and they just don't know where to go after they've created it?
Well, first of all, there is a very big misunderstanding by most people who invent stuff. They're under the erroneous idea that inventing creates value. And I invent 8 things before breakfast every day. Big deal. Inventing's easy. Go to a kindergarten and you can see amazing innovation. In fact, we become less innovative as we get older. The way in which innovation transmutes into meaningful things like money, you have to take risk. It's the cosmic law of risk and reward. But most amateur inventors don't get that. So the only real advice, and it's very important advice, and we don't provide consulting services to inventors. We only work with corporations and universities and research organizations. But my strong advice would be to go to the National Inventor Fraud Center, because there are a lot of companies out there who tell inventors they're going to make them rich, the 1-800 companies. So go there, understand the lay of the land about what it really means, because the best way to look at inventing, it's like starting a bakery. It's like opening up a convenience store. It requires your money, your risk. Nobody's going to take the risk for you. you have to be willing to do it. And that's something, it's interesting that most people don't get. They think their idea is worth something, and it is not worth anything at all. The real value is in the risk. So if you've got, if you want to start that business, and that's what an innovation is, then realize that it is just the same as any other business. It requires an investment on your part, and it requires the advisory service from, you know, from your experts. Now, the way I invent products is I invent market-driven innovations because I live in healthcare. I develop mainly medical devices. And I, in my upcoming book, which I really think will be my life's masterpiece, I hope, is my upcoming book in September called The Innovation Playbook. And it's a step-by-step book of how you come up with ideas and how do you take those ideas and turn them into meaningful things that people want to own. And it's going to be a wonderful piece, and I'm really excited about that. But the average person just has to realize that anybody can do this. I'm not particularly I'm not a genius. I was very mediocre at school. In fact, my kids would be in trouble if they got the grades that I got in high school, right? So it's not about intelligence. It's not about being anointed by some special genius. But here's the beauty of innovation. Innovation is really a lifestyle. It really is. I wake up every day, and I look at my kids, and I look at my wife, and I think, what kind of wonderful value can I add to this relationship? When that becomes part of who you are, when you wake up every day and you want to find ways to add value to your community and to your family, that's what creates amazing innovations. And that's what really product innovation is all about.
I wonder if we could do that in government.
Well, you can. The problem is that I have a thing in my book that I call the value strata. At the bottom of the value strata is what I call criminal. And that's what a lot of governments actually do. They want to take something from you, and they don't want to give you anything in return. Isn't that what criminals do? And that's the same thing that's true with bad products, or bad customer service, or bad anything, right? We go to a restaurant, it's mediocre, they charge us for it, we go home, we get sick, and we would have been better off if they kicked in the door of our house and took the money out of our wallet, and we could have circumnavigated the indigestion, right? So, you know, I think it is true. Innovation does have an amazing role in the area of governance. And unfortunately, it's not alive and well for the most part right now.
And would you say that the reason that is because the people in there are so locked in their little bureaucracies, they have them little rice bowls, or that the people that have the innovative minds that want to look outside the box aren't just getting into government?
Well, here's the problem. We do a lot of work with universities, and we do a lot of work with research organizations. And here is the difference. You have process orientation and result orientation. Governmental agencies, and we work with state universities, is that they are so involved in the process. They think that their job is to wake up and to do the process. But in private enterprise, we know that if we don't deliver value, we're done. A good friend of mine once said that he only gets to eat what he kills every day. And that's the difference. If he doesn't go out and work and drag home something, he doesn't get rewarded for it. But unfortunately, in governmental agencies, where there is this contiguous annuity and tenure, all they worry about is themselves. And I think that is the sign of somebody who really is not going to succeed in life. Businesses fall into that internal focus as opposed to a customer-driven or a valued-centered focus, and that's a real problem.
Would you say Toyota fell into that?
I think Toyota is an amazingly high-quality company. They are, but here's what people don't realize, is that if there's anybody out there that's never made a mistake, please stand up now, right? Everybody makes mistake. Could they have foreseen that? I've been involved in so many product development that you do risk analysis. You do what's called fault tree analysis. We do so many things to try to make sure we create wonderful technologies that don't hurt people. And unfortunately, because of the human element, we make mistakes. I don't believe that there is a company on the planet that is a better quality than Toyota. And unfortunately, I think they're getting a bad rap.
Well, I think that could be true. I mean, I think it is true. I mean, they came in and just took over the car market. And they did the things that our car makers should have been doing. On the other hand, the job was also customer satisfaction and customer trust. And they handled this whole thing really, it was almost in a primitive manner, to kind of ignore it and ignore the customer and just kind of close ranks in Japan, and found out that this is not the way it's handled.
Well, you know, it's a very different culture, and we work with a lot of Japanese companies, and the culture is very, very different, and I think that speaks to some of it. But clearly, you have a responsibility to make certain that you don't develop technologies that hurt people.
Right. Well, I think also they're having classes, and you may have heard about this, where the classes are on customer relationships and how it changes and how it's so much different in the West than, say, in the East. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This is Carl Linda Bott. Our guest is Nick Webb, author, entrepreneur, inventor, and guys, I could go on for another 5 minutes. We got to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Hey there, this is Lou White. Say, listen, Kathleen and I are going to have a big party, and you're all invited. The 31st annual Festa Italiana out there at the Anderson Fairgrounds at Pucera Hall. It's on March 13th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be good food, good wine. Italians from here, there, and everywhere. And the famous Italian Jeff Applebaum. He's going to be our comedian for that night. It's March 13th. It's $40.
Hi, this is Kathleen. For tickets, give me a call at 359-2078.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Fairy residents, this is Tooth speaking. I'm sorry, did you say credit? Credit Fairy? Perhaps you have the wrong number. Actually, no, I'm not familiar with the Credit Fairy. And I know all the fairies. We're a tight-knit bunch. Why don't you tell me more about what the Credit Fairy does? Maybe it'll ring a bell. The Credit Fairy magically raises your credit score so you'll be more likely to receive better interest rates? I'm pretty sure there's not a Credit Fairy. But I do know you can improve your credit rating by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Glad I could help. Me? Well, I leave money under children's pillows. Adults? No, kids only. But I do know a good dentist.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today is Nicholas Webb. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, finest coffee place in town. You can get the coffee that you want, the way you want it made. And then after you get your coffee, go next door. There's Wi-Fi. Sit down with your computer and just enjoy yourself. The people at Tobacco and Brew are some of the friendliest you're going to meet in town. And Joe and Shelly support every community event that helps this city. Tobacco and Brew. So much more than just a tobacco emporium. Okay, Nick, you're going to be given a class, I guess not a class, but along with the Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, tomorrow.
It's a master training.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's
March 31st. It's a master training.
Master training at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
I got that right. Reading Convention Center. And it is, you're going to be teaching, or you'll be explaining 7 points for world-class customer service and other things. Would you like to
You know, again, customer service is really innovation. There is no difference. Innovation is about doing cool stuff for people, right? That's what innovation is all about. People try to develop new product development methodologies and try to make it sound complicated and so on. But, you know, at the end of the day, creating cool stuff and a great experience is what customer service is all about. So we're actually doing my new speaking demo reel for the year, and so it gave me the opportunity to do my demo reel. We'll be filming it, so it'll be kind of a fun environment, and everybody will leave there with literally the state-of-the-art information about how to really keep customers and how to develop viral marketing. And there's several really great points in there. They'll learn a lot. It's a great program.
And you don't have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce to come to this.
No, it's $50, I think, for non-members and $25, right. And I donate my time for it. So it's a great thing for the community, and I think it's not – remember that we're not competing just with other people in Reading. We're competing with the Internet, and we have to understand digital media. You have to really understand how to live in a world that is very different than it was 5-10 years ago.
Well, what do you think about the book? I can't think of the author, but The World is Flat.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point. We talk about, we mentioned some of his passages in the Innovation Playbook. That is really an important point. We've seen companies, when I first moved here 10 years ago, I was asked to be the keynote speaker for EDC. And at that time I said, look, your biggest competition is going to be the UPS truck. And they couldn't conceive that. And sure enough, here we are 10 years later, a lot of those companies went out of business because they didn't realize that they aren't competing just with local businesses. They really have to look at themselves from as a worldwide organization. And we certainly practice that. I mean, we are very, very aggressive with viral video, with our SEO campaigns, with our cost per click campaigns through Google and Yahoo. Literally, our business is completely an Internet business. If without understanding digital media, we wouldn't be as successful as we are today.
One of the things that we've pushed since we've been here is digital media for our business, small businesses. And shopping locally. And one of the things they do, and one of our callers said, is they got online to look for a drum set. It was around Christmas.
Yeah.
And she said, and there it was, and there was all these others, you know, of course, national companies and everything. But there was a local one that was there that she clicked on. They had a drum set. She went downtown and bought it right here in River City. Taxes stayed here. Money stayed here. For a business in this town not to have a web page. It's probably not a good idea.
And not just a web page, but really there is so much more required now. You really need a blog. You really need to do viral video. You really need to understand how to run your own cost per click campaign. You really need to understand how to optimize your websites for SEO optimization. We do video. If you look at what our footprint on the Internet, if you type in Nick Webb on the Internet, you'll find me the first 50, 60, 70, 80 pages. If you type in Lassen Scientific, again, we're in the first page, 60, 70, 80 places. And it's just, it's required. And you know what? At 51 years of age, I didn't even want to learn this stuff. You know, I had to. And now I've somewhat mastered it. And the dividends for that are significant.
Viral video.
You take it, you do, we do 60 videos a year. And that's increasing. You develop, you know, you can develop your own channels on a variety of those servers. And if somebody types in how to invent a medical product, then my video comes up and I tell somebody 5 minutes about the key things you need to look at in developing developing a medical device. And so it's the how-to value add that really allows this system to work. And it's far more complicated than that. But video, podcasts, RSS feeds, I was surprised. I tried to start a LinkedIn program, which I hope some people that are listening will join, called the Reading Emerging Technology Group on LinkedIn. And I was surprised to find how few people had a LinkedIn profile. If you're in business today, please, by all means, when you're done listening to this, go and set up your own LinkedIn profile. It's Facebook for business. And if you don't have a LinkedIn profile, you're invisible online.
Yeah, I have that. And you constantly get people that are updating, and you put in where you what you are doing. So you'll get other interested parties that come to you like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we have just a few minutes left before we have to take our 7:30 break. And then we're going to have another half hour with Nick Webb. But before we go, we were talking about, you've got your books that you brought with us. Thank you so much.
You're
Viva
welcome.
Garlic, Viva Guacamole, Viva... Wait.
Let's see. We have Viva. I have Viva Garlic, Viva Tortilla, and Viva Salsa and Guacamole. So I've written 4 cookbooks, and they're available on coolfoodtools.com. And then my just-released second edition book of The Cost of Being Sick And then later this year, my big, big book, which is the Innovation Playbook.
Well, we're going to be talking about the cost of being sick because this is an interesting concept and because what about government and health.
And what you eat. And let's talk about your personal journey with your food and your family. I think that's very inspirational.
Sounds great.
And you practice what you preach here, from what you're saying, and down to the point where you, I think the term you said was you architect the meals for your kids during the day.
Right.
So that and they've been vegetarian since?
They've never eaten meat in their entire life. My 14-year-old is 5'11", and, I mean, they all look like movie stars. And maybe that's parental prejudice, but I think they do.
But they're all healthy, is the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how much time we have here? Okay. Over there playing with the sound cards, Eric. When we come back, we want to talk to Nick Webb, and we want to talk about the surviving the healthcare meltdown. That's the big thing for our next half hour. And the impact that government can have in our business, the cost of obesity, mm-hmm. and something that is, you know, in the book that it's a, I'm going to read the first few sentences in it and then drop down to last to say this is one of the biggest problems that we have with healthcare.
Yeah, no question.
And this is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
Fox News Radio, Lisa Brady.
The Ethics Committee has spoken.
House Republican leader John Boehner moments ago reacting to New York Congressman Charles Rangel's leave of absence as head of the Ways and Means Committee.
He does not deserve to be a member of the Democrat leadership.
Rangel, a 20-term Democrat, says he doesn't want colleagues in the midst of election campaigns to have to defend him in an ongoing ethics probe.
The House Ethics Committee says Rangel improperly accepted free travel on at least two occasions, but can't say if he knew that corporations were footing the bill.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. The president's new plan on health care, expected to work in Republican ideas.
He'll try to crack down on fraud by using undercover doctors, expand health savings accounts, take a look at Medicaid reimbursement rates, and expand medical malpractice studies.
Fox's Douglas Zader, Republicans still calling the overall plan too big and saying the public doesn't want it. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, so much more than just a great tobacco shop.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival has expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hi, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now, and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AmsOil, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott on the Dark Side from Eddie and the Cruisers. Love that song. Hey, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. I'm going to read something to you that will have an impact for the next 15 minutes. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things you do might as well turn over to me, and I will be able to do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. What do you think that is? Who am I? I am habit. I am habit. What a great passage for your book, The Cost of Being Sick. Surviving the Healthcare Meltdown. Our guest is Nick Webb. This was by an unknown author, in fact. And the last part is be easy with me, and I will destroy you.
Right.
Habit.
Yeah. In fact, there is a philosophical premise that's referred to as decision by way of indecision. And unfortunately, that's how most people live their life. They wake up every day and sort of allow gravity and whatever external medium to push them around. And as a result, they usually don't wind up, not just from a physiology point of view, but in their life, they don't wind up where they ultimately want to be.
What we say a lot of times is no decision is a decision.
Clearly. And the decision is always, unfortunately, a derogatory one. It's almost always goes against you if you don't take dynamic control.
All right. So what is the premise on your book right here? And we're going to be getting into other parts of it. But what's the premise of surviving the healthcare meltdown here?
Well, first of all, it is jarring to me. It is shocking that this discussion is not part of the ongoing daily dialogue about healthcare reform. This is the reality that the average American needs to understand. We don't have enough money to continue to pay for the increased disease process associated with the fact that 80% of Americans are overweight. It doesn't matter what your political ideology is. The bottom line is we either run out of money in 8 years or 11 years, depending on which healthcare futurist you talk to. We run out of money. Now, if you went to a doctor and you broke your arm and your doctor prescribed you morphine, you would have to certainly question his clinical efficacy, right? Doesn't make sense. Now, if you go to a doctor that knows what he's doing, he's going to set your arm. He's going to deal with the root cause. He's going to fix the problem. You cannot fix healthcare by throwing additional money at it. In fact, I argue, very accurately, I must say, that if you increase treatment access, you make people sicker.
What you're saying is if people can get to a doctor more easily, they will use the doctor more easily.
Absolutely.
Which is we get into then the form of if there's less doctors, it's harder, then we get into the rationing of medical care.
Absolutely right. Listen, it's going to happen. The quality of our health care is going to reduce significantly. And a lot of people say, well, Nick, you know, you make money in the healthcare business. This sounds like a pro healthcare, you know, message. It isn't. I am saying to my colleagues in the healthcare industry, I don't believe at all in pharmaceutical advertising on television. We don't need the television to be telling people that, you know, what's amazing to me is how many people are on antidepressants. If you're depressed, that's a cosmic nudge. It's saying something's broken. That's your central nervous system saying, take a look at the topography of your world and make some changes. You don't need to dart yourself with an anesthesia because it's not working out. That's part of the evolution that we live in this life experience. If your eyelashes are too short, do you really need a glaucoma medicine to Letitia's that Brooke Shields is now pushing on TV? Do you really need to take a pharmaceutical intervention to make your eyelashes longer? I mean, really? Listen, we need to take a realistic look and realize that we need to be able to provide first aid. We need to be able to fix people when they're injured. We need to be able to intervene in diseases and disease processes that are not of the authorship of the person. But if we don't change our health condition by looking at a preventative approach to health care, we run out of money. Bottom line.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. We're getting the March to End Hunger, and hopefully people are dropping off some healthy food down here. With Ken White from the Rescue Mission, I want to remind everybody the March to End Hunger goes on today till 1 o'clock, and we're filling up two vans down here. So, Ken, what do you think of this? A little cool morning? We got frozen food being dropped off?
Oh, my gosh. I just have to say thank you to everybody who's already been here and braved the elements. You know, you got a little break in the weather, and so folks, if you haven't been down here yet, come on out because it's not raining right at the moment. But, man, it is cold out here. But, hey, if you are coming out, you don't have to get out of your car. You can just drive in under this overpass at the Reading Convention Center. We're covered. We're out of the elements, and you can stay warm and cozy in your car, and we'll even take the food out of your car for you. So come on out. We could sure use your help.
And again, we're talking about not stuff that's been staying in the pantry for the last 12 years. We're looking at foods, non-perishable items that you would eat. And also, if you don't have that, donations are accepted. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're already past with $800 in cash donations, which buys the perishable items. So, you know, we're asking people if you're dropping off food to drop off the non-perishable. But if you have nothing else but, you know, a dollar in your pocket, then that goes a long ways because there's a lot of people around who give the Rescue Mission and all the other food banks great pricing when they, go in to shop. So,
yeah.
You know, your dollar will be stretched if you give it to them. But we really appreciate all the people that have stopped by this morning. And, we've got some of our friends down here in radio. Some people stay home in studios. It's nice and warm. Other people come down here and, brave the weather for a good cause.
Well, you know, Mike, we all know this is the earliest you've been up in a year.
Yeah,
so,
I know it is.
It's for a good cause.
And it reminds me, you know, why. you know, cold bodies, warm hearts is what our theme is today. And, you know, it's really nice because you see the same people come through and you see a parent drive by and they've got their kid there and the kid hands the bag of food out and there's a smile on his face because he's learning how to give. And that's, again, our community.
That's huge.
Well, thanks for your call, Mike. Again, they're down at the convention center taking your donations for the pantry.
You'll be there till 1 o'clock.
All right, thanks.
1 o'clock is March to End Hunger today for all the food banks in Northern California.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Bye.
We're going to take a break here. Our guest today is Nicholas Webb. You might go to his website and navigate around the 80 pages of wherever, you know, and all the wonderful things that he's doing. This is a great conversation. You want to stay tuned. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
How much would you pay for a juicy, tender New York or ribeye steak dinner? At Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, only $8. Dry Creek Station is committed to holding their low prices through 2010. Many great $8 dinners to choose from Sunday through Thursday nights. And on Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a 16-ounce New York ribeye or porterhouse steak dinner for only $14. Best prices in town at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, across from the fire station.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, Reading. It's 8:44 in the morning. This is Carla Linda Bott here on
KCNR.
I feel like I'm doing a little jumping jack here. Well, hey, currently 42 degrees.
Paradise by the dashboard light. Meatloaf.
I'm jumping around always. Yeah. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest today is Nicholas Webb. I have a question for you. We're talking about the fact that, you know, you've got four children and how you architect their lunches every day. Do you know the book that's called Eat Right for Your Blood Type? You know, some people would say, well, what about if you're a type A, you need to have certain kinds of meat and stuff like that. What say you about that?
Well, look, at the end of the day, what's interesting about the fitness section and the cookbook section is that everybody has their own tool. They have the latest grapefruit diet. And at the end of the day, if you take a look at the epidemiology of people dying from their diet, it really boils down to two things you really have to look at. One, you've got to eat less food. The average American consumes way too much food. So forget all these nuances of trying to balance. In fact, that is the causality of most diet failures, is that you need a global positioning satellite and a slide rule to try to figure out how to stay on it. And people are not that judicious. So if you want to be fit and be healthy, you really need to, first of all, start with reducing your food intake. I happen to be a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for 45, I've been a vegetarian since I was 9, and I'm now 51. My kids have been vegetarians their entire life. I can remember some extended family going, oh, my God, what are you going to do? You're going to kill these kids. And I also can say is you just have to see them. They don't go to the doctor. They look fantastic. They're extremely healthy. And we do. We architect their meals. We look at, fiveaday.com is a great resource. For an example, right now at Costco, you can get a 9 mangoes for $6. I mean, that's amazing. And so we had Mango Mania March going right now. So I do the cooking because that's what I love to do. And every day is another mango something. And it's a lot of fun to bring in high fibers, low fat. And even in their lunches, my kids' lunch, they're shocked to see kids eating high processed food. My kids don't drink soda pop. They don't. We don't have candy and that kind of stuff. And you know, every once in a while, I have a birthday cake. Every once in a while, we'll make chocolate chip cookies. They're not. I'm not torturing them, I don't think. But you know, bottom line, you got to be responsible.
Okay, in this book, and I hardly recommend it. The cost of being sick. But there's so many facts in here that if just to read it, like you know, is the, and this was from 2002, and I'm sure this has gotten worse since then. Is almost two-thirds of all Americans are overweight. 4% of adolescents now have type 2 diabetes. And that was typically never affects youth. Sugar is the number one food additive and is now included in foods such as bread, luncheon meat, canned vegetables, and mayonnaise. And we're eating 500 more calories a day than we back in 1984.
Right.
And this has resulted in things such as also as in England, in London, that they're having to change the size of the theater seats in the West End that were built in Victorian times.
Right.
And again, this is in your book, because the seats no longer accommodate the rear ends of the people coming to the theaters.
From America.
Especially Americans.
Right.
Yeah. Bigger wallets, bigger rear ends.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. John.
Good morning, Carl. How are you again?
Hey, how are you doing, John?
Hi, Nick. I just wanted to tell you that I've used many of your kitchen devices,
and
the ergonomic approach you've used to food preparation is unique and fantastic. I find them great.
Awesome.
And I just
I've got a small question, but I want to make a comment first about what you were saying about diet. The basic thing comes down to stop putting things in your mouth.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Paul Davis, he's a doctor here in Reading, a wonderful guy. He said he put me on the if it tastes good, spit it out diet, and that's what
I like that.
Okay. Hey, but okay. What else, John? We've got other people on the line.
I'm just wondering how you transitioned from things like food devices and other inventions to an ocular lens release device or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows? I started with surgical tools. We developed a line of ergonomic surgical instruments for orthopedics. I realized that most people that are using kitchen tools are 50-plus females that have some ergonomic problem, or some problem in terms of dexterity. And so we created the line of products, and they've been amazingly successful.
They're fabulous.
Thank you. I appreciate it. They're a lot of fun. That's Cool Food Tools, by the way. A little plug there for...
Cool Food Tools.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay, let's go to line two. Ron. Ron Largent. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Well, good, Carl. I've got a quick announcement here, and I just wanted to get it to you that
sure.
A special meeting has been scheduled by the City of Reading Community Services Advisory Commission for the purpose of discussing the Reading Convention Center and the Visitors Bureau. It's something that just happened quickly. It's tomorrow afternoon, Thursday at 5 o'clock. At the Reading Convention Center in room 125 downstairs.
Is this when they're going to discuss the sale of the convention center?
Well, it says here they're going to be discussing the future of the Reading Convention Center. But anyone that's been involved with this issue should be there. And it's tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, 5 o'clock. And the agenda will not be posted because it's a special meeting until 5 o'clock today. So it's kind of one of those short notice type things, but I wanted to get the word out to people. I did put it on the Facebook and so forth that if they have any interest, you know, this has been a recent controversy surrounding the future.
Well, you know, Starman was having secret meetings, which, you know, I don't blame everybody else that was there. I blame that the fact that why you're trying to keep it confidential. And
that's right. Well, yeah. Tomorrow this is the chance to be there. It's at the Convention Center Room 125, which is one of those downstairs meeting rooms that's seldom used, by the way. And so if your listeners have an interest in the future of the Convention Center, I would hope that they could be there.
All right, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, too. All right, Ron, thanks a lot.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks, Ron.
You bet.
Hey, we have to take a quick break here and come back and finish up our last segment with Nick Webb, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, ThetaSpirit.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone. Call into my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palisadro Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadro Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
Good morning, Reading. Hey, 8:53 in the morning. Our guest today is Nicholas Webb. Let's go right into it. Hey, Nick, you and I are the same age. We were talking about the fact that when we were in high school, we're talking about obesity and how out of shape Americans are and how embarrassing it is. You've got to have these, you know, our when we fly, you know, the seats are a certain width.
Right.
And now, that you know, like Carl was saying, the West Side, they've got to widen the seats because, you know, and I found out how many pounds really from 10 or 15 years ago, how many pounds heavier Americans are. What is going on?
Well, first of all, I think that what we have, the fat is the new skinny. In fact, if you go around, you see people that are wearing midriffs and looking like it's they slap a belly ring in it and they feel like it's all good, right? I mean, are you kidding me? Look, at the end of the day, you've got the Disney Channel saying, let's all join hands and let's all... I just recently watched one where they're showing this overweight kid that was being picked on by the bad kids. Of course that's horrible. But the message of the Disney show was let's all support people. Do we have that same attitude towards drug addiction? Should we just support them, or should we try to intervene and help them with the disease process?
How do we get so lazy?
The bottom line is that there is a million ways to justify it. And there's one point I'd really like to make is if you were to get and put your kid in the car and you drove around in the car recklessly for 5 weeks, your chances of injuring them is almost zero. But you would get a ticket, and if you did it repeatedly, you would go to jail for not locking them into a car seat. Ironically, the average parent is destroying their children's health by having extremely bad diets. So my question is it worth it? Can you dare this worthy? Is it worth it to you to help your kids? People could say, gosh, it sounds like you guys are kind of over the top. You put these ridiculous meals together. You calorie count. Like last weekend, with their son, we go for a hike. People think that we're over the top. Are we? We're talking about our kids' lives. So is it worth it? That's the question that the average parent has to ask themselves. It's easy to say, hey, look, you know, tonight we're busy. Let's go through In-N-Out. Or let's just throw something in the microwave. The bottom line is, like everything in life that's worthwhile, it requires effort, and it requires that you're committed to it. And I can't think in my own life anything more valuable than providing the foundation of health habits. I mean, you and I are the same age. Look at the kind of habits. I mean, we used to get Ho-Hos and Twinkies.
Totally.
And, oh, my God, it was fantastic. In fact, my 10-year-old son, I took him through a junk food journey. We went for a weekend where he could try anything he wanted. He thought it was cool. He loved it. The stuff was interesting. He's done. He's over it. It's just not what he was raised on. It doesn't really appeal to him anymore.
Well, you know, one of the things, again, some facts that from the Centers for Disease Control, as the health cost of obesity in the U.S. is as high as $147 billion, and that the portion of annual medical costs devoted to obesity issues has increased from 6.5% in 1998 to 9.1% in 2006. That's a huge increase in such a short period of time. And the fact is obesity, habits, other habits of smoking, other healthful habits is what is truly driving up health costs.
Right.
When it gets right down to it, and if people could get weight under control, that would solve some of the problems of our coming healthcare battles.
Well, it's more than some of the problems. In fact, there's a study that just came out that was interesting that said that 90% of the cost associated with healthcare could be fixed through changing in lifestyle. Now, if you take a look at some of the other statistics, 90%. If you look at some of the statistics, like the number one prescribed health pharmaceutical is a cholesterol-lowering medicine. American Dietetic Association did a study and found that two out of the three people that are on this cholesterol medicine, two out of three, and this medicine is a dangerous medicine by most people, two out of three wouldn't need to take it. That's incredible that you could reduce the number one. We have doubled the amount of prescription medicines in the last 10 years, and we have not improved the quality of life. And again, the message of my book is very, very simple. All you need is a calculator. I did this little thing. I have a Lego calculator that belongs to my son. I solved the healthcare crisis on a Lego calculator. Take a look at the disease process. Take a look at the costs associated with the disease process. And then take a look at the economic growth within our country. And that's all it takes to realize that the lines don't connect.
Well, you know, our guest today has been Nicholas Lovum. I've got like 2 minutes left. And he is, besides inventing all types of surgical instruments,
mm-hmm.
and writing any number of cookbooks and ergonomically precise kitchen products, he's into the healthcare portion. And you know what? I can't help but agree, because everything else I've ever read goes along with what you say in the book. People change their lifestyle habits. The amount of cholesterol medicine would go away. High blood pressure medicine would go away. All those
decrease in diabetes.
A decrease in diabetes. But my concern is the children that we raise, as you said, we're killing them.
Right.
That, you know, trying to find young men, and let's just talk military service, that can pass the military physical has dropped dramatically.
It's incredible.
And as long as we continue to have our serial wars, which we seem to be doing, but we're going to need people to fight. And so what you're going to start seeing is a draft that has to come back because just the pool has dropped. Just well, as an aside there.
Please do come back. We'll have just about 45 seconds left. Closing thoughts.
Well, I think if nothing else, I mean, my mission in this book, I don't, you know, the only purpose of doing this book was sort of a catalog of what I wanted to share with people to help their families out, is that if there's anything you can do to take the initiative and make this worthy, make it worthwhile to your family to get and stay healthy.
Okay, this is Nicholas Webb. It's called The Cost of Being Sick, and you can get it at...
It's available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.